Mark's on the line. He called in earlier in the first half hour of the program. The water was going to be released at Eildon at 11 o'clock over the spillway. Mark, has it happened?
G'day, Neil. How are you going? No, it hasn't happened yet, hope you can hear me. We've got helicopters everywhere all over the place. We're at the lower part of the upper part of the pondage, directly about 200 metres from the spillway, so it's a fantastic view.
Yeah. Well, now that you've got me on the line, you can tell them they can let it go. They can release the water now.
Sorry, Neil, I can hardly hear you, sorry.
Tell them to let the water go now that you're on air.
Well, that's right. Here it goes. It's going now. Here it goes. Good. Well done, Neil. Good timing. The first gate's open.
Yeah.
And that looks fantastic. That's sensational.
So they're going to...
You heard it first on 3RW.
Oh, thanks for that, mate. Well, are they going to open other gates as well?
Yeah, they will. They're just testing the first one.
So how much of the area does the first gate take up? What percentage of the whole mouth?
It's about 20 metres wide. They're about 20 metres wide each gate.
And how many are there?
There's three.
Oh, really? So it's a third of it open?
Yeah, a third of it's open. They'll open up the rest of them. We've got, there's a crowd of about, there's a couple of hundred people here, but we're at the... It's only for a local, where to come to see this view, so you don't tell too many people.
No, we won't tell people. And where will this water go?
The water will go into the pondage, and then will flow down the Goulburn River.
Okay, because I've heard that... I was talking to somebody the other day who used to have a place at Eildon, and they hadn't seen water for 15 years, so they sold it, and now there's water up to their doorstep.
Look, we've had 15 years of drought. Tourism's been absolutely smashed. We had the fires, which affected us. We're back. Eildon's back, and we haven't put our hand out for anything. We've done it all ourselves.
Good on you. Who's in the helicopters? That's the TV station?
Channel 9, Channel 7. Noisy buggers, aren't they?
They are noisy buggers. They're not good for the trout. It'll frighten the trout.
Well, we've got fishermen here fishing and everything like that, so it's great. We've got some fantastic houses up here for sale, and,
All right, come on then. All right. How much did it cost me for a house with a water view, three-bedroom house, water view, how much?
$450. Cheap.
How much land?
Oh, you get about an acre with it. You don't want too much land when you're on holidays, otherwise you'd be working all the time. Yeah. Go down to Portsea and line up all the time for everything. Up here you don't have to line up.
Yeah, well, that's true. Good on you, Mark. Keep in touch. Thank you. And thanks for getting them to open the gates while we're talking to you. Water over the spillway at Eildon.